Joining us is Eric Mohabarak. And Eric, sounds like you and the crew down there, the Black Sheep crew, having a heck of a time at the Fallen Tide tournament, and you had a good pre-scouting trip yesterday, too. Give us some rundown on what the tournament's all about and what you think it's going to take to win it.
Yeah, Don, how y'all doing this morning? Man, it's some great weather down here. The fish are nibbling. What's it going to take to win it? I think it's going to take the trout seem to be averaging about 18 inches. A few 20s have been caught as of yesterday. The redfish seem to be averaging between 20 and 23 inches, 26 inches, and it's going to be the flounder. I think whoever hits the 26-inch redfish, because we don't take redfish over 26 inches for this tournament because of the new rule, just to be safe so we're not breaking the law. And so that's the thing, we release them over 26. It's going to take a flounder and a trout. So I'm thinking 13 pounds is going to win it, unless somebody comes out of Venice with one of those big hammer reds, one of them slot reds at about 8-9 pounds. And then in that case, it must probably be 15 to 16 pounds is what I'm thinking. But I'm figuring 13 is going to win it. That's the deal. Everybody caught fish yesterday, from everybody I talked to, from A to Z, from Myrtle Grove all the way down to the wagon wheel. The fish are just nibbling everywhere.
Well, that picture you sent me, at first I thought those fish up in the front were redfish, but then I looked at them, going to speckled trout. That was some sizable trout. You must have had some close to 20 or 20 in that group, huh?
Oh, they were 18s, Don. They were 18s. I think we had a couple, maybe 120 or something like that. The redfish were nice, too.
Very good. Well, I don't want you to give away your location, but maybe you could tell us the technique you used to catch those trout yesterday.
Yeah, Don, I'll give my location right now. I'm standing right under the water tower of Boothville. No, you can ride by and see me. Get ready to go put in the water, man. I'm fishing down in Yellow Cotton today. I may make it to the wagon wheel from here. I don't know yet, but hopefully we catch a few fish. But it's going to look like somebody dumped a box of Crayolas on this marsh. You can only fish the west side in this tournament, so all those boaters need to be careful out there. They got the kayakers running around the marsh.
That's a good point.
You know, it seems as if Yellow Cotton, the Wagon Wheel, Buras, Empire, and Port Sulphur seem to be producing the larger fish on that side that you're looking for.
Eric, you have been fishing kayaks a long time, and you're an expert at it, and we're going to give out your information because you're one of the few people who books trips. But I also know, and a lot of people don't notice about you, you are quite the connoisseur and the gourmet chef. Gumbo, when it comes to gumbo, what do you like and what do you do?
Well, Darren, let me tell you about what I think about gumbo. If your mom makes it, I'm eating it because it's got to be good. So it doesn't matter who makes the gumbo. I got some fat boy problems. I'm going to eat it. But I guess the best restaurants would be Frankie and Johnny's and the Wabbit. Those are the two best gumbos I've come across in the metropolitan area. Personally, I haven't tried them all. But, I make a good gumbo. I'm not arguing with gumbo. I really haven't met one I didn't like.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on the Wabbit. You know, they opened a location down the river. Have you been to that one?
No, I haven't been to that one, but I have been to the one in Gretna many, many times. Great place, great place. So the food's the same down there. It's still good.
Yeah, I'm sure you pass by it almost on a weekly basis, you know.
Yep.
Well, maybe somebody can give us a report from the Wabbit number 2, the one that's down. What is it, in Myrtle Grove? Is that where it is?
The Wabbit number 2. It's right there at the halfway bar, Myrtle Grove.
Got it.
Right across from the marina.
All right, Eric, we're going to let you get in the water and hopefully win that tournament. It's a Hobie qualifying tournament, by the way, in addition to the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. If somebody wants to get with you, give them the best way to get in touch with you.
It's really easy, Don. You just call me up on the telephone, 504-313-8292. Also, Instagram and Facebook.
Got it.
And it's easy. Louisiana Kayak Company. Or through your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoor Guy.
All right. You guys have fun down there. What time is weigh-in if people want to come meet everybody at Delta Marina?
Yeah, weigh-in is at 4 o'clock. And, look, they put a good spread on last night. I'm sure the spread of food is going to be good tonight. We look forward to that, too. So y'all come on by. It's a good thing to see.
Good weather day fishing and a good meal at the Ponderosa. Can't beat that. Thanks
can't
for the report,
the
Eric. Okay, my friend. We'll see you next week.
All right,
next time.
Don.
Take care.
All right, you have a good day. Bye.
There he goes, Captain Eric Mojabarak, Louisiana Kayak Company.